Welcome in to another edition of The Harvest Focus. Appreciate you tuning in today. Later on in the program, I'm going to be talking to you about 8 common pitfalls that can hinder your spiritual growth. Before we get into that, let's talk about what's coming up, because I'm telling you, you don't want to miss a single moment at Harvest Church right now. We have baptized 3 people in 3 weeks and had one filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongues last Sunday. This has just been a great move of the Spirit, and if you need something in your life, I would just encourage you, if you live in the West Tennessee area, get to Harvest Church this weekend. We've got Sunday morning worship beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday. The Lord has given me a message titled, Revelations That Make You Want to Come Back. And then on Sunday night, Bible study will begin at 5 o'clock. There is also Sunday school for children and teenagers at 5 o'clock. And then around 6:15, we're going to have a couples night where all of our married and engaged couples get together for a time of fellowship and food and just a great time of fun. So you don't want to miss that. Coming up Monday night, this is April the 27th. The Genesis to Revelation Bible study continues with Lesson 4. We're going to talk about the Exodus. We're going to talk about going from deliverance to the law and from the tabernacle to the cross. You don't want to miss that on Monday night at the church at 7 o'clock. Harvest Family Prayer is Tuesday night, the 23rd. It will be from 7 to 8 p.m. on that Tuesday night. Wednesday night, the 24th, midweek worship. Again, here at Harvest Church, going to be preaching a message entitled, A More Sure Word. Coming up Thursday, and Saturday is the Prime Timers Camp Meeting. And that will be at the Lake Vincent Christian Camp Center in Bon Aqua, Tennessee, where the Carlton Coon will be preaching. That's going to be a fantastic event, and that is for those that are around 50 and above. And you want to make sure and go to that. It's all the way up in Bon Aqua, but you will be glad you made the trip. If you want to know more about our church, the easiest thing to do is go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That's harvesthumboldt.com. I would also encourage you, download the new app. If you need help doing that, you can email us, harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. The information, again, is on our website, harvesthumboldt.com. We appreciate you being a part of the program today. I will be right back in just a moment. 8 common pitfalls that can hinder your spiritual growth. When you are born again, the plan in God's eyes is for you to grow and mature in your walk with Him. His goal is to mold and to shape you into His image so that you can represent Him on this earth. And yet, along the way in this process, there can be things that hinder this progression or this growth in your life. These things have the potential to affect all of us and can really, for the lack of better terms, take us as victims. And as we look at these pitfalls, if you recognize any of these in your own life, then I would ask you to realize they're hindering your spiritual growth and ask you to do something about it. The first one I want to talk about, we're going to give you 8 common pitfalls that can hinder your spiritual growth. The first one is not developing a prayer life. One of the most common pitfalls to spiritual growth is overlooking the need for your own prayer life. As believers, we are blessed to know that God desires to spend some time with us in prayer. And there are so many promises and benefits that come from spending time in prayer. Psalm 16 says there's joy in His presence. Isaiah 41 tells us we'll find help in our time of need. Philemon 4 verses 6 and 7 says there's a peace that passes understanding. The ability to cast off your anxieties in 1 Peter chapter 5. So if you are neglecting prayer, you are cutting off one of the fundamentals of your relationship with God. Imagine being in a relationship with someone, living in the same house, and you never speak to each other. Not only is that awkward, but that is evidence of a very unhealthy relationship. So when you choose not to pray, that is exactly the type of relationship you are creating with Almighty God. Always remember, God is always ready and willing to meet with you in prayer. The question for you is, are you ready and willing to do the same? So the first common pitfall is not developing a personal prayer life. The second one is neglecting your Bible. There was a study by Pew Research that looked into how often Christians read their Bible, and here was the results. And I warn you now, they are not too encouraging. 45% read their Bible at least once per week. 12% read their Bible once or twice a month. 9% read their Bible several times a year. 33% seldom or never read their Bible. Now, may I remind you, this is a survey of Christians, so let me frame it another way. 55% of Christians read their Bible once or twice a month or less. I wonder if those who are in the once or twice a month category are referring to reading their Bible when they are in church. Is there any wonder why Christians are not growing and maturing in their faith when we read statistics like this? And so I say this today, not in a condemning way, but just kind of in loving instruction. If you're not reading the Bible, then this means you're consuming a lot of other things, many of which I can assure you are not good for your spiritual development. And in the same way that you cannot be physically healthy if you don't eat, or if you will only consume junk food, you're not going to be physically healthy, then I would just say you cannot be spiritually healthy if you neglect the Word of God. This is not something that we can take lightly, folks. If you don't know your Word, you're subject to deception. I mean, look at all the way back to Genesis, when the devil, through the serpent, beguiled Eve. And if you don't know the Word of God, you don't know how to live as God wants you to. And every wind of doctrine or any other nonsense that the world will throw your way, it'll twist you and it can turn you if you don't know the Word of God. In short, you're doing yourself a disservice and stunting your spiritual growth if you ignore the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. I want you to look at this. There are so many verses in the Bible that highlight the benefit of the Word of God. I'm going to remind you of just one passage. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So if we don't develop a prayer life, that stunts our spiritual growth. It hinders us. If we neglect the Word of God, that hinders us as well. And the third thing that I want to bring up out of 8, not being properly discipled. One of the last instructions that Jesus gave his disciples before he left was to go and make more disciples. And as part of that, he said to teach them to obey everything Jesus said, I have commanded you. If we are discipling people correctly, it should not only focus on what you believe, but also on how you should live. If you have not received proper discipleship, it may not be your fault, especially if you are a new believer. As a new believer, you are depending on those who have more experience than you to show you the way. If they are unable, unwilling, or neglectful, then this can hinder your spiritual growth. If you have never been discipled, make sure you inform the leadership in your church. And if that's here at Harvest Church, we have plans for that. We need to get you connected. We have those classes that are going all the time. And we would be excited to help you. Hopefully, if you don't come to Harvest Church, your church would be excited to help you. And it's something that we ought to always be ready and willing to help people with. So the third one is not being properly discipled. The fourth thing that can hinder your spiritual growth is trying to be a lone ranger. More and more, it seems as if people are forsaking the need to be connected to a local body of believers. Either they don't understand the need or they just ignore the need. I have heard the gamut of reasons people are trying to forsake being a part of a local church, and unfortunately, none of them are good long-term reasons. If you are a lone ranger, folks, you are setting yourself up for trouble. The first thing God said about man was, it was not good for man to be alone. And that truth has not changed. The Christian life is not meant to be lived in isolation, but it is meant to be lived in connection with other believers. One of the major ways we can do that is through the local church. I felt the need to start in January. Every week in our worship guide, you can get it on the app, you can get it on our website, you get a hand-printed copy on Sunday morning. Those are the three ways you can get this. And in this worship guide, I write an article about Sunday matters and why that corporate worship is important. There is so much value that is derived from being in fellowship and relationship with other believers, and it is to your detriment to neglect this. God did not design you to be a lone ranger. So stop thinking that reality does not apply to you. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 through 10 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one there to help him up. So the number four thing is trying to do it by being a lone ranger. The fifth one is a big one. It's bad influences. It'll hinder your spiritual growth. It'll stunt it every time. The Bible warns us repeatedly about the danger of being associated with people of bad or questionable character. Here's just a few of the scriptures to remind you. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good manners. Proverbs 13 and 20 in the New Living Translation. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Proverbs 14, 7. Stay away from a fool, for you will not find knowledge on their lips. The truths of these scriptures are clear. Hang with the wrong people and it will stunt your growth. If you're going to grow in the things of God, you need to be around people who have that same desire. I'm not saying you can't have friends who are not believers. I'm saying be wise in the ones that you choose and how close you get to them. If you are wondering if someone is good or a bad influence, look at how your behavior changes when you're around them. Consider the things that you think about and you talk about when you're with them. Looking at those things honestly will give you all the answers that you need and hopefully help you to decide if that person's good for you or not. Bad influences will hinder your spiritual growth. Listening to too many voices, especially on social media, can hinder your spiritual growth. That's number six. Who do you allow to speak into your life? Who are you listening to? One vehicle we use to gather information about the Bible and other topics regarding our faith can be social media. And it's a fantastic vehicle because it gives you the opportunity to reach people around the world from the comfort of your own home or wherever you are. However, as with everything that has great potential, it does come with a level of risk. Social media today gives everyone the opportunity to have a voice. And it does not consider whether someone is called to speak or even qualified to do it. The only qualification you need to speak to the world is a camera. And it doesn't even have to be a good one. With this huge influx of voices that are now available to you, the possibility of being led astray or being fed bad doctrine, well, it rises exponentially. One person may say one thing and someone else disputes that and gives you another teaching. And if you listen to that long enough, it will leave you confused and unsure of who to listen to or who to trust. If you're going to listen to someone on social media, don't just take their word as truth, but do your own research. If you don't, then you may be consuming information that will cripple your walk with the Lord. And by the way, that's why having relationships with other believers is so important, because they can help you sometimes decipher truth from error. Moving, if you're keeping notes today, I'm on number 7 out of 8 of ways of common pitfalls that can hinder our spiritual growth. Number 7, having a casual attitude towards sin. And I wish I was wrong about this, but I don't think I am. It seems as if many Christians today have developed a casual relationship with sin. Perhaps one reason Christians have a casual attitude towards sin is because they don't read their Bible. We just heard that earlier. Whatever the reason, many Christians overlook the destructive nature of sin, and somehow they forget God hates sin. The only thing that is true of sin is if you continue in sin, it will destroy your life. You cannot rationalize sin, indulge in sin, and expect to grow spiritually. It will not happen. I believe it's safe to say we sometimes forget how egregious sin is to God. If you ever need reminding, consider the incredible price that the Lord Jesus Christ paid on the cross when his body was literally ripped apart because of sin. This was all done because of the horrific nature of sin. And so in addition, sin has consequences, because if you continue in it, eventually it will cost you and possibly cost you everything. There is nothing good that will come from your life if you continue to live in sin. If you want to experience spiritual growth in your life, indulging in sin is not the path to get there. 1 Timothy 6, Paul was writing to this young man in the gospel, "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness." And then I move to my last one today before I give you my final thoughts. I'm running out of time. Number 8. And the common pitfalls that can hinder spiritual growth: not being willing to surrender. Your spiritual growth hinges on one essential truth. Who will you surrender to? This life we live as Christians, it's a battle of wills. Let's just be honest. It's our will versus God's will. And you will either align your will with what God wants in your life, or you're going to follow the desires of your heart. One path leads to spiritual growth. The other path leads to destruction. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. A successful, growing, maturing Christian is a surrendered Christian. And this is the model that Jesus set for us. And if you follow it, you will experience the greatest growth and spiritual maturity in your life. I will not tell you that this is an easier way, but I will tell you it's the far better way. If you want to be the person that God has called you to be, it requires surrender. There is no other pathway to growth and maturity without it. So my final thought is this. If there is a pitfall that is hindering your spiritual growth, the only remedy is to get rid of it. I plead with you today, don't be nice with it, but be ruthless in removing this thing. I know the longer these things linger, the more difficult they become to move away from. If something is present in your life, I'm encouraging you today, deal with it and do it quickly. And so today, to wrap things up, let's walk through the eight one more time as we get ready to close out the program today. Eight common pitfalls that can hinder your spiritual growth. Number one, not developing a personal prayer life. Number two, neglecting your Bible. Number three, not being properly discipled. Number four, trying to be a lone ranger. Number five, bad influences. Number six, listening to too many voices, especially on social media. Number seven, having a casual attitude towards sin. And number eight, not being willing to surrender. Don't be nice with it. Get rid of these things, and you will see spiritual growth and maturity in your walk with the Lord. Thanks for tuning into the program. You can get all of our weekly information at our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com. You can also find there the best way to get information. I used to say the website, but now it's our app. Yeah, we've got a brand new church app. And on that church app, it's amazing the things that are on there. Just telling you, this app has got a prayer wall. It's got a Bible built in. It's got all of our events. It's got a news feed that takes all of our social media and puts it in one place. You can also look at the latest worship guide that's there. Listen to Harvest Radio. Get this weekly podcast on there as well. Watch the live stream. There's a lot on this. I'm telling you, you can go to archive services on there. Watch the sermons. And there's just so much there. The app is the best way to go, folks. You can download it on our website. It's all there. And that makes it easy for you. So appreciate you being a part of today's program. If you need a ride to church or whatever, you can also call us at 731-784-2246. If you want to write us, you can email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com, harvesthumboldt@gmail.com, or through the snail mail, 3401 Bledsoe Road in Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. Whether you're listening on Harvest Radio or through the podcast version, we appreciate your faithful support of Harvest Radio and specifically this program, The Harvest Focus, that has been on the air for over 40 years. Under the ministry of my father, we've been able to keep that going. Look forward to having him back on again sometime soon. Next week, we've got Dr. Paul joining us to talk about, is there marriage in heaven? You don't want to miss it. Until next week, God bless you.